is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Spring storms in Kansas can cause a lot of damage to homes and the home landscape. The cleaning up afterwards requires patience and caution. Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in Kansas State University's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, discusses how to manage a storm-damaged landscape. Well, unfortunately, Cynthia, there has been, I guess, no lack of damage caused by storms over the last couple of weeks, and something that we really need to keep in mind because there are some safety factors that are involved. It's not just the landscape, but there are other things that can also cause problems.
Absolutely. Whenever we've had these big storms, before you attempt any type of yard cleanup or anything like that, you want to make sure that you're aware of hazards caused by downed power lines and make sure that you're not entering that space until those things have been tidied up, cleaned up, picked up, however you want to say it, by professionals. So before you walk out and start cleaning up broken branches, be aware of your power lines. And if you do notice anything that looks abnormal, contact the power company before trying to do anything on your own.
You also mentioned trees, and that is another very hazardous situation because sometimes it's hard to tell if a branch is completely broken off, if it could fall on you with another high gust. So another thing to watch out for.
Exactly. Before you're doing the cleanup, you need to do a good evaluation of what condition your landscape is in. And if you're unsure, it's always better to contact a professional to help you out.
We sometimes see trees that have been blown over, another consideration.
Yeah, for trees that have been completely uprooted, those are likely going to need to be taken out altogether. And again, professionals can help give you that advice. There is a point where saving a tree is not the responsible choice because it's more susceptible to further damage and becoming even more dangerous in the future with other storms.
And that's another reason why you need that professional help, because you maybe can't just stand that back up and try and stake it. That's probably not going to work.
Exactly. Not only is it going to be more likely to blow over again, but it's been put under a lot of stress, and that's going to open it up to other conditions with diseases and infestations of pests. So a stressed plant is a really great host for all kinds of other problems.
Well, that's a good point. A lot of times the ones that do have the most damage are ones that were damaged to begin with. We maybe just didn't know it.
Exactly. Yeah, there could already have been problems going on under the ground, which caused it to be shallow rooted. Some varieties of trees just are more shallow rooted and are more likely to suffer damage from these heavy storms, which is why we are repeatedly suggesting for people to choose the right plant for the right location.
Is there anything that we can do ourselves when it comes to trees? Is there some trimming that we can do?
Absolutely. So once you find out that your area is safe to enter, if you've got small branches that are broken off of trees and shrubs, you can obviously go ahead and cut those back. We recommend that you use sharp cutting devices. For shrubs, you would want to use a pair of sharp bypass pruners more than likely and cut back to the next healthy node to remove that damaged wood. For trees, you would cut back to the next healthiest branch, or if it does need to be taken all the way back to the trunk, that's fine. Just don't cut flush with the trunk. You would want to cut back to the collar, which is the area where the branch attaches to the tree trunk.
The other thing we want to keep in mind that I didn't think about is covering up some of those bare areas with mulch.
Exactly, yeah. With these heavy rainstorms that we have where a lot of water's coming down in a short amount of time, if your soil is exposed, there's going to be some compaction going on. And then when the soil dries, it'll start to form this crusted layer, which is going to be difficult for plants to thrive in. So by keeping your soil covered with mulch, that kind of displaces the water and makes it so that there's not so much compaction.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in K-State's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, with information for managing a storm-damaged landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.